This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I fucked a lot of idiots and didn't get any of the writing jobs I wanted. There's my decade, bitch.
I'm Brandy Posey, and more like Ouija B-O-R-E-D. Where are the ghosts at?
I'm Tess Barker, and I'm too interesting to have good taste.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hello.
Second episode of the decade.
Aloha,
we have a fresh Hawaiian.
Aloha,
in our midst.
I flew in this morning.
You smell like pineapple.
What? Overnight.
You were in Hawaii?
She was overnighted to us.
Now we can't
Hawaii.
Be friends anymore. I'm too jealous.
I was there. It was a family trip for the holidays, and my boyfriend got to meet everyone. So
wow.
It was great. It was really
That's the only great. Way we should ever have to see our family is if we all go to
so
Hawaii.
True. I know. It
Absolutely.
Was like, you couldn't really. Also, they all had to be on their best behavior, you know, because there was a new person. So
everyone
kept
brilliant.
Their crazy
that's
to a minimum.
Oh my God, I love it.
Absolutely.
That's still crazy. It's almost like The Bachelor, like how they only go on helicopters.
And they're in a beautiful exotic paradise.
Yeah.
Yes. Bachelor's yes. your
family
boyfriend.
In paradise.
real quick, the two other voices in the microphones are the hosts of the Two Side Chicks Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Two Side Chicks.
Two Side Chicks podcast. It sounds like I'm saying Side Chicks, which you guys
side
are not.
Chicks.
You guys are both
I
number
thought
one.
You were saying side
we're not above it.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Angela Lovell and Renee Watt.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. You guys know that I am madly in love with all of you.
Aww.
And I'm thrilled to be doing this.
I'm very excited, too.
So excited, too.
If you're a Patreon member, you did hear our bonus episode for... For this month?
Yeah.
How does time work?
I don't know what's going
Psychics,
on.
Psychics,
whatever.
How time works.
Last Friday, they did a reading for us for 2020. So.
Yes.
So if you're not part of our Patreon, $5 will get you our predictions for 2020.
I know.
About what's going to happen to all
maybe,
of us.
Yeah, predict. Maybe they come back at the end and we see what.
You know,
yeah.
That would be
amazing.
That would be fun.
Do a check-in.
That would be great.
Because I always, I've gotten readings before, I need to write them down because I always forget. And then by the end, I'll be, at the end of the year, whatever, I'll be like, wait, did what happen?
Did anything come through?
I can't remember.
Do you ever record them? I like to record them.
I should. I did. Well, I did some with Kristen Rand and I recorded them, but I didn't listen back to it. So it was kind of pointless.
I have one right now that I just had with my friend in Casadega. Her psychic name is Kat. It's like, you know, how sometimes psychics have fake names. I did for a while when I was.
Can you say what your old fake name was? No.
Yes. I just can't say where I worked, but it was the best phone psychic network in the world. but my name was, what was it? Adalia?
Adalia.
Oh, that's a good one.
It means like God or something. So I was like, yes, I'll do that.
I love it.
I love it. Renee, have you ever had a fake psychic name?
I had a fake stripper name.
Yes, you did.
What was your stripper name?
Tabitha.
Oh, I never knew that.
Tabitha.
I think that works
like
for psychic or stripper.
Yeah.
Those are
I would pay her for any of the three.
I've always been independent though as a psychic, so I've never worked for anyone else. You know, I didn't need an alias. I was like, yes, this is how you reach me. This is how you find me. Give me, you know, business.
Yes.
So
here's my Venmo, my real name.
Exactly.
Pay me, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, it is a weird, fun world, huh?
Yeah. How did you both get like into it?
You want to go first?
Sure. I was 9 or 10. And my eldest brother's girlfriend brought over her tarot deck. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? And then I saved up all my little girl allowance and I bought a tarot deck. And that was like how I like initially got started. But then it was my mom, who's always been very Catholic, went through, like, she's always had weird psychic stuff, but was super in the closet about it. And then she signed her and all my siblings up for developing your psychic ability and intuition class.
You're so lucky. How fun is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like really young.
Yeah.
How cute.
I had to do Girl Scouts.
That's so much. You're like the psychic fun trap children.
Except for then we all had to go to religious education class. So it was very confusing. Off.
You get to go to psychic class if you also go to.
I was like, there is that funny crossover between Catholicism sort of like metaphysical stuff, which is so funny.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah. They're a bunch of witches.
I've always been jealous of Renee's awakening, her childhood awakening. I just grew up in super mega haunted houses where like demons would try to drag us to hell. I'm not exaggerating. And we can laugh about it. But then my mom was very psychic, and we had just suffered this crazy. Well, the month before I was born, my uncle was brutally murdered, and demonic activity surrounded it. It's like a big weird thing that, we're still working out, I guess. But I was born into that, and then so I had visions immediately coming in. I have memories from being a baby and like a black winged angel that I think is now my cat. Honestly, I think it's now that's my cat. It's in my cat now, and I feel very safe. My mom took us to see an ESP person, and it was amazing. And she was always really woo. She always dreams about people before they die. She like has like a funeral procession. Famous people too. It was really sad. Natalie Wood really rocked her world when she was young. Yeah. And Natalie Wood came to her, and she was like comforting her. Some of my friends died in high school, and she would be like holding them and wake up and be devastated the next day and all fucked up. Like she.
But I mean, that sounds like a burden.
It is. And I'm sure, that's why she keeps her third eye mostly closed now.
Yeah.
That's why she checked out. But it's kind of the same thing. Like they are too much, too real, which we kind of did too for a while. Renee and I both had her.
I shut down hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both closed our third eyes for a while and had our psychic reawakenings. When was yours?
Like 3.5, 4 years, like almost 4 years ago, but not quite.
Mine was last year. I reopened my third eye.
Intentionally?
And it's the kind of thing where you just kind of like decide to do it. But then I was also...
I did not decide.
And it's funny now because even sometimes when I have sight out, something that like is overwhelming, it'll blip out where it'll like close for a minute. It's like a little shutter effect and I have to force myself to keep it open.
I didn't think about that, about it being voluntary. But I guess it's like any kind of, you know, muscle you work to like be able to close it or open it.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Totally. Yeah.
It's really wild. And I think a lot of people, we're all intuitive. We're all way more psychic than we think we are because we're living in like this dumb little facade world that's like, you can only go this far with anything.
Right.
And then when you realize like, oh no, there's more. Oh, I can be psychic. I can trust my own intuition. Like anybody can be doing it. Sorry, I'm hitting
this. I think it's difficult to teach yourself to discern the difference between thoughts and intuition.
Yes.
And anxiety and intuition.
And
oh my gosh.
And intuition.
But fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they feel so similar that it's almost like you have to get, it's almost like wine tasting. It's like the more you kind of like pay attention, you're like, oh, that's that.
Right.
You anxiety. Have to, like, think of your thoughts like wine.
Here's a psychic note.
Anxiety is your intuition. It is. It's your intuition telling you that like there's something fucked up that you have to look at, or that there's something fucked up someone next to you is going
through.
You're a super empath and you need to learn how to shield.
Oh my God. Are you going?
If you feel like you're having anxiety but it doesn't belong to you, like if you're feeling anxious but you cannot think of a reason why, try just like imagining yourself in a ball of white light or like a shield over you and then see if it goes away.
Yes. Ooh, I love that.
That's interesting because I do take on other people's all the time. I don't really think about
you're
it like
a
that.
Cancer, so you're naturally empathetic.
Exactly.
You might even be an empath.
You guys are all
a tough place for it. I mean, Brandy's an empath too.
Yeah.
Renee,
you guys
and I
are all comedians, right?
Yeah. You are.
So I'm sure that like this may resonate with you. Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you there. But it's almost like you'll be waiting to do your set, not feeling nervous, but you'll feel other people's nerves.
Mm. Yep. Mm. Babs and I are saddle sisters, which is the new term I really like using.
That's what.
Well, because Kim is also one of our saddle sisters.
Oh, really?
I would love to share.
The way you indicated to her, I was like, wait a minute, what? Yes, Kim, yes.
I was like, what is happening?
We're all going to fuck the same dude.
Is this an intervention?
No, Kim's a ghost that's in the room right now.
Yes. Hopefully not dragging anyone to hell. So with the anxiety I felt with that dude, which was like over a year ago now, I was going crazy because it wasn't my anxiety, which is really hard for empaths to be dating, to pick up other people's stuff. And I would vent a lot about it to Brandy.
Yeah.
And And it was always like, calm down. This is just a different personality type for you. And that's what I would like tell myself. Mm. And then I'd come around him and like eat his pain. Mm. And when we were breaking up, I had the biggest, and he was breaking up with me. And I had the biggest relief of my life. And immediately I went away and I never felt that anxiety again.
Yeah. Wow.
Until I peed on his Prius and he tried to get me back. Here's a fun hot tip,
you
lady.
You peed on his Prius?
I peed on his Prius and I got a text within 12 hours.
Let's unpack that.
Witchcraft is real.
You just like, I'm like trying not to visualize where this is going to take their listeners.
No, their listeners are going to be down.
I know, that's why. They're going to take it seriously. They're going to take it seriously. They're going to be pissing on all their ex-boyfriends. Stoops. It's going to be insane.
Now, what kind of Carrie Underwood nonsense were you getting into?
Carrie Underwood seems like the type.
What is most important if you ever want to pee on someone's stuff, or I peed on my land that I got too. I pee on everything I want.
A Prius seems hard to pee on.
It was. Yeah, if I'm totally honest, I kind of peed down the door a little. Yeah, it was not easy.
There's not a lot of points.
Yeah, from the back. Like I was bent over, like trying, and I don't have like
did
a stream.
Did you stumble on the Prius really in the wild? Or
No. I was in West Hollywood with a bunch of friends and near his place, and it was late at night, and I was like, I'm just going to go over and pee on his car real quick.
Were you drunk?
Well, of course.
Okay. Does he still live on Fairfax?
But I did eat a sandwich to try to sober up because I had to drive. So I was. Does he still live on? Oh my God. Fairfax? What the fuck does he live on?
That. No. That's his only country. But at least
I feel so sorry for him. I mean, he did lose both of us.
Yeah.
Oh, and that sweet, sweet ghost Kim.
That's amazing.
But wait, so you went, you were
peed
over
on
there.
His Prius.
Yeah, I peed. Well, here's how I did it. I peed in a trail walking like a crab.
I feel like the question is
when
why?
I need to mark my territory.
Why is this a thing that happened? Yeah. It's more the focus.
This is, I knew he'd be back. And he was. He was. And it wasn't good enough. So it was not. Yeah.
Did your intuition tell you to piss in his car?
Yeah, it's like,
it's a witch thing. It's a witch thing.
If you want to own something, if you want to dominate something.
Yes. And that's the thing. And this is the awakening I think that a lot of women listening are going to really tap into right now. I was devastated at the election, not to take it to a super dark place.
I was
devastated and I was like, the world is ending, this planet is over.
Yes.
And then part of this year, the big messages for the collective that I've been getting are like, women need to step into their power. And this was our push you down in the mud, what are you going to do about it phase. And now we're all rising up, and that's why witchcraft is on the rise. That's why third eyes are opening, psychic awakenings are happening. And when I do something like that to a baby little like meat sack like he is, he's I don't want to be mean about him, but like
probably
he was fucking like five other women while we were while he was wiping me. I mean, like, don't wife a bitch, you know what I mean? Like, just pleasure, you can make it whatever you want, but it doesn't need to be that. Where was I going with that? I had to pee on his car to feel powerful about him breaking up with me. And then when I got his text, and you saw that text. First time you ever used the word love in a text, dude, after we break up? I don't think so.
Whoa.
I'll show it to you later, Babs.
I really want to see it.
When Kim and I realized that we had both dated him at the same time, we gave each other, we swapped phones, and we pulled up all his texts, and we just sat at the bar reading.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
A man.
That's so satisfying.
Yep. It was amazing.
Was there any, like, same day overlap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She was sucking his dick before I'd go to his house for a sleepover.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And you know, he doesn't seem like that guy.
No, he doesn't.
No, you wouldn't think that at all.
Yeah. But I mean, this is a great lesson. Trust your intuition. And when there's anxiety, that's exactly. I've never heard that about anxiety. Mm-hmm. I've heard it about fear, where fear is different. Fear is different than intuition, and those are easily clouded and overlapped. But yeah, I peed on his stuff to feel powerful. Then he wanted to see me, and then I was like, done. I don't need to pee on your shit anymore, dude.
No wonder he was anxious. He knew he was going to get busted.
No wonder
you were feeling anxiety around him.
There's your Scorpio coming out.
And you were picking up on just all of that, like hidden.
You guys, I counted the condoms. I'm not her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I knew something was up. Yeah. I counted the condoms.
Yes.
I snooped the trash. I found a used one that wasn't ours, because sometimes when you tell a woman you're falling in love with her, your dick never works again in comedy. Maybe you've been there. Yeah.
Fairfax
so,
Avenue.
I knew it wasn't our condo because I wasn't getting fucked for 2 months. So
that's what I'm curious
no
about.
Is the word. Is giving you this content. I will tell you that right now.
What did you
I said no other podcast is giving you this content.
No, it was a one of a kind. Oh my
I
gosh.
Do like, I love but women. He wasn't. That, yeah, I just don't understand how we could be having that much sex because he
Thank
didn't.
You.
Wasn't even.
But
good
isn't that
at,
not
it's
at anything?
The cult leader thing.
Yes.
And we've all been the girl that was fell into the, that
yep.
guy thing.
And it's like, oh, this guy doesn't have anybody to love him.
Yep.
Look how safe he is.
Yep.
Never again.
Yep. No.
Never again.
Yep.
I need big dick energy here on out. Life is too short.
Yeah, totally.
You don't even need a big
he
dick.
Big
you
walk energy. Like
this.
That he had big pube energy.
He did. He had a lot of. I mean, I could get real petty. We'll do that when we're not recording.
Wow.
There are some
potential top secret session.
You know, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah, I
trim it up a little bit.
I just told Brandy because I was snooping this other guy who's been orbiting me. I was snooping his stuff, and I told Brandy, I was like, and I saw his ex girlfriend. I was like, oh my god, she's so beautiful and accomplished. Yes, and it like turned me on about him.
Right.
And I told Brandy that's how I felt about Babs when I found out this dude had dated her. I was like, it elevated him for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, and he didn't deserve either.
You
he
accidentally gave
nothing.
Him a good Yelp review.
Oh, God damn it. Congratulations to LA comedy scene.
Well, it's all piss under the bridge now. So.
It's true.
Piss under the Prius.
Piss under the Prius. I was in his neighborhood recently, and I was like, should I go fuck with him? And I was like, no, save your piss for something you really want.
Like,
absolutely.
Like what?
I don't know. Like the toilet? Do you really want a toilet? I'm just thinking about like that saying and how it applies to how we normally piss.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
That's just where my mind went. Sorry.
We can move
forward. Renee
great.
Has seen me piss outside. I like to pee everywhere. Let's just be real.
I think it's great. I think more women should pee outside.
I agree.
We have
feels great.
Stigmatized. We've been told we can't and men can. Mm-hmm. So you get a little pee in your panties. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. It's fine.
And it's they're getting tons of pee in their underwear.
Oh,
they're dripping forever.
Oh, exactly. Ew,
right? They all have shit in their underwear.
Oh, I know.
I was at beautiful, like, in Maui, this beautiful, natural, like, wonder called the Nakalehi blowhole, where it's like, it blows.
Fancy.
I'll show you
really
a Nakalehi blowhole.
It's like the side of the coast, and all this water pushes up into this hole and like blows it 100 feet in the air. And it's really cool thing.
Oh, cool.
And so, me and my boyfriend were there, and it was like really beautiful and romantic. And we came back to the car and we saw this other like vista we wanted to go stand on, look out.
Mm-hmm.
So, we like walk over there, and you know, it's our last thing we're doing the entire trip.
Oh, no.
And we like, we're just like walking up, and then we look over, and there's just, straight up a guy pissing on a rock. It's just like, all right.
Everywhere. When I was in Paris on Christmas Eve, it was like this beautiful setting, and we're walking to the dinner cruise that would go up and down the Seine? I don't know how to say it. I'm not going to struggle with this. But we're walking over there, and a businessman has just gotten out of work, and he's very nicely dressed. He's got a briefcase, which you've never seen, where he's just strutting down the street very quickly to get wherever he's going. The sun has not even set. This dude is stone cold sober, stops in the masses, gets his dick out, and pees on a tree.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. And I was like, me too. I want that. I want to be able to do that. I pee in front of strangers because sometimes you really have to pee.
Yeah.
Really?
It's true.
When I see dogs
and
doing
know,
it.
I hate outhouses. And I'm like,
I
want to die every time I'm in one. I'm like, I'm much better.
Right,
to be honest,
outside.
I say, in some situations, I dare say enjoy peeing outside.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Oh my God. I never go in an outhouse at a park or when I'm hiking.
No.
I piss behind a tree.
Yeah.
Or
hiking
behind
pisses are the best.
The shop
hiking
the other night or whenever that was.
Oh, yeah. That did happen.
Number one piss in my life, Wyoming, middle of the road. I'm driving down on my way to see you in Salt Lake City. And I had to go to the bathroom and I pulled off an exit and there was nothing. I just walked out into the fields in Wyoming.
Yeah. It feels great.
Still, I could see for 100 miles in any direction.
Salt Lake City could handle more powerful bitches peeing on that
track.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, for sure.
Listeners. I was driving home from Vegas one time and I had to pee so bad. It was like, you know, 3 Red Bulls, several bottles of water.
Oh, yeah.
I had to pee. So I pull over in Barstow and there's like one bathroom in Barstow. There's 30 women waiting for it. You can smell it from here. You can see all the dirty paper towels coming out. And I just said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I just walked out and I pissed in the desert and never felt better in my life.
Tess, you are speaking my love language right to my face. This is exactly, I will sooner pee outside in a yard.
I'm just imagining all this pee trickling into the ground and coming back to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Because we're drinking dinosaur pee all the time, right?
Sure.
Oh, I've never thought about it that way.
I mean, water's recycled in this little hemisphere.
That's what? Yeah. That's the new Fiji. That's the new water brand. They should just a bottled water called dinosaur piss.
And maybe like crumble up some diamonds or something.
Yeah.
Not real diamonds.
This is like the craziest branding I've ever heard.
I'm like, I got a product I want to sell you. Witch pee with dinosaurs and her
Dan Aykroyd sold the vodka filtered through diamonds. I think we can get dinosaur
and it's the worst vodka ever. Have you guys had it?
Is it bad?
Is that the skull one?
Crystal skull?
It tastes so bad. It's the worst tasting vodka I've ever had. And I want it because I want the skull to put a terrarium in.
Yeah.
How cute.
It's a glass skull. It feels
like
it
is. Everywhere.
A lot of bars have it.
More places than it should.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they light it all up. They put it on a light.
Have you guys seen the video of it? He like goes into the terrestrial like.
Whoa. Oh, the video's amazing.
Yeah. He goes into the whole thing behind it and like.
It's like a 12-minute video.
Aliens leaving the skulls and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
Maybe I need to drink it better. Maybe I did it wrong.
Yeah. You should watch it.
Just watch it. Yeah, that.
Totally
and you can tell the guy who produced it with him thinks he's like wacko because like at the end he's like, and then at the very end, Dan suggested that we filter it through diamonds.
It sounds fun to be Dan Aykroyd.
I think so.
He's having a blast. Renee has a real skull, right?
Yeah, I do.
Margaret. Mm-hmm. That's
what?
Pretty cool.
Explain that.
It's a wonderful story.
A human skull.
It is a human skull. It's a real human skull.
There are animal skulls on her dashboard.
I've got animal skulls.
Renee and I don't do meat or fuck with eating dead things, but we do like to collect the
human
remnants.
Skulls.
Yes. Yeah.
I like ethically sourced.
Margaret has a strong presence.
But how did you get Margaret?
So this is like a call and response thing that I had with the universe, I very much feel, because I always wanted one. And it's very traditional in witchcraft for a witch to have a skull on their altar to sort of represent like ancestry and past, you know, people that have passed.
Yeah.
And just like especially like witches that have passed. But I just wanted one because I wanted a human skull. It's the thing that I felt like my life needed.
And they're difficult to get, I would assume.
They are. Yeah. Well, they're like $2,000 and illegal. Damn. But you can get, I mean,
somebody,
really,
a listener to my other podcast actually wrote it and told me how I can get one medical grade and it's cheaper. So if anybody's listening,
people are just selling them online. At the end of the episode.
People are just selling them
online.
Someone
has a human skull. I'd love it.
Yeah. Sorry. It's illegal, but people just sell them. Google search it. You'll find a million. So I went to a friend of a friend was the property manager of this really bizarre house in Brentwood, which is like where OJ used to live, for people who don't know.
Yeah.
The neighborhood, like fancy pants. And I was going over there just to like kind of have a barbecue and like hang out
to
with them.
No,
I was just wanting to see if he wanted a date.
Yeah.
Ladies, he's in Florida now. It's over for us.
This had the property manager of this house, the man had died, and the woman was very old and living in, you know, she had dementia. She was living in an old folks home, and he was just sort of staying there because he knew the son and renovations were happening. And I'm like sort of just like walking through this house that's like half old, half renovated. There's like crap, like crazy stuff everywhere. And I open this weird bathroom that has really just turned into a closet that people threw shit into.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a crazy treasure trove in a cave. There was just like a human skull sitting on top of like rags. And I was like, this is the moment.
Whoa.
And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, holy shit. And so I grabbed her. There was also the jaw of another skull.
Her is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Margaret.
There was a jaw next to her. I don't know where that poor like rest of that head went. So I grabbed Margaret and I grabbed this other person's jaw. And like we'd all been like drinking, some have more heavily than others. I was pretty drunk. I made out with a stranger. We were at a bar first, and then I made out with a stranger, and then I went to my friend and I said, did I just make out with that guy?
Sounds like a great
I'm that
night.
Level drunk when I find my skull.
Yeah.
So I take it out of this closet.
We're celebrating.
Yeah. I take it out of the closet, and I'm thinking to myself, like,
this skull will have a place of honor in my home. I'll love it. Like, I'll appreciate it. It's sitting literally in a dank closet right now.
Yeah.
And I think the husband was a doctor or something. So anyway, my friend, like the guy, the property manager like guy was like passed out, but half awake. And I was like, hey, I'm going to take this. Okay. And he was like, and I was like, cool. And then I put it in my purse. And then I walked out of the house with a human skull in my back.
Wow.
With a human skull in my back.
Did you remember when you woke up that you had it? I was like, in the sky.
Oh, man. I woke up so hungover and so excited that I had a skull.
You didn't find any. You got that it's Margaret. Anything you didn't find any from them who it was. You just
no. And I just think it was like, you know, there was a lot of like weird medical texts throughout the house and like it's crazy taxidermy. I would love to go back there and ransack it again. But, and like he gave me some cool books too. But it was just like this stuff belonged to an uber wealthy family. It was all gonna get who knows what happened to it. And there was just this thing that I knew I could continue. So I bent the laws of karma a little bit, but it wasn't stealing because I asked.
You did technically ask.
Yeah. That's what you said. It is just
so they gave it a better home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's funny if anybody's like, I'm into witchcraft at the start of this episode, and then they were like, I'm not into it now. I don't have a human skull and I'm okay with it, but I do like when we
I was like
Margaret.
Wishing for one and then it came.
Yes.
And
I opened myself up to it, but I don't think it's for me.
Oh my God. I like obsessively wanted one and could not afford it.
Yeah.
Right.
Love Margaret. I think it's too much energy in my apartment for my personality and a human skull.
I'm not even going to tell you like the things that have happened between Margaret and I.
What?
We had a weekend sleepover. I'm aware.
We
seanced.
She likes we seanced. We seanced.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay,
she didn't want to go upstairs. She needed to stay on the table with us the whole weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to hear. I want to hear about some of this, but we'll hear it off.
It's not that crazy.
No.
It's just like for other people.
There's crazier.
It's weird.
Well, we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Lady Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Angela and Renee. Yay.
And Margaret in spirit.
And Margaret
and
in spirit. And Kim.
And Kim the ghost.
And I'm Renee, so they know our voices.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly.
I'm Angela.
Oh, yeah. Do that. When there's five of us, too, especially.
Yeah.
It's good to.
Sometimes when I listen to podcasts, I get really confused if there are too many people talking. But I'm also an empath. I'm easily scattered. So
yeah. That's not only this podcast, but it's like, you know what? Dive in.
Yeah.
It's a brush.
Listen to it three times.
Exactly.
It'll serve you.
Yeah.
It's a chorus of cackles.
Yeah. I love that. Aww. You know, that sounds like the best
that
coven.
Be a tagline.
Yes.
It should. A chorus of cackles is like a coven. Why isn't there a bar called the Coven? Do we have to open that? Should we all do that?
Yeah, what is
a coffee house during the day where you get like, because I want to do witch coffee. I want a coffee shop bookstore where we teach people how to be witches and psychic stuff, but also where you get coffee and you can have like rose petals and weird shit put in it.
That's a great
witcher way to caffeination.
The oven during the day. When it's like cute, like bakeries and nice little drinks in there at night.
And then the coven.
The coven.
Drop the sea.
We
drop
the sea. Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Renee's partner has a cute, who makes a lot of witch jokes.
Oh, you know you're dating a witch if you go to fill her up and crystals fall out of her bra.
Yeah.
What's the Dutch coven? Is that his favorite?
The Dutch
just
coven.
Like that's what witches do instead of Dutch ovens.
Yeah,
and he laughs uncontrollably
whenever
he even thinks about
I really
Dutch
love
coven.
Puns, but the person loving their own puns is really
that's
great.
Next level.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
He'll just start. We'll be quiet, and he'll just start laughing, and I'm like,
oh,
Dutch
no.
coven, and he's like, yeah.
He has such childlike joy in his heart. As a Sagittarius, I appreciate fellow Sagittarius. We have a lot of ego. We love each other.
Fair.
This chorus of cackles reminded me that Tess and I did go to an 8:35 a.m. screening of Cats.
I was going to say this.
I forgot.
I have been laughing about that for like 2 weeks.
Guys, when you posted the clip and you're all laughing and it's like Judi Dench, I don't remember what the clip is.
She just looks into the camera and you're like, wait, what the fuck?
She is, her and Sir Ian McKellen, one of our main questions was how were they looking each other in the eye? Because they're being like Sir Ian McKellen and Dame Judi Dench. and around them, cats is happening. And they are also dressed as cats.
Do you think this is like the government's way to prepare us for like when we have to start fucking robots? Like the cat weird CGI like sexiness.
Oh, it does feel like a psyop for sure.
I feel like sexy
came
robot.
To us because we all needed a couple hours to just check out.
I think so. I think it was like a collective community service.
Yes. So bummed I was out of town. We was the only people in the theater?
We were, which was great because we were being amazing. So loud and we were commenting on the whole thing.
Fuck yes.
There were two tickets purchased and those people never showed up.
Their alarms didn't go off.
Yeah.
They died in a horrible car wreck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the power went out. At my cats. House,
that's the worst way to go.
I woke up at 7:30 in the morning in pitch darkness, and using a lighter, got dressed in the dark to go see cats.
The power was out.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! Yeah.
Yep. That happened to someone else.
That's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Oh, my friend Prairie. That just happened to her. Power was just out. What's going on?
It was out for a while until we're like...
Were they turning... Was it the PG&E, like the systematic shutdowns?
No, there was a storm.
Yeah, it was some shit going down over here.
Yeah, so it was like... Talk about energy.
Ooh, it's refreshing to live without electricity for a minute.
I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You light some stuff on fire.
Yeah.
It's silent in a way that you're like, oh, I didn't realize that just even things being on makes like a little bit of noise.
Yes. One time I was doing an e-reading and I typed up this woman's e-reading and it was at nighttime. And as soon as I hit send, like a crazy blue flash and like from outside of my window, and then all the power in the neighborhood went out.
Whoa.
And like I was playing music on my record player too. So it was like,
whoa.
And then it was like, and I saw, it was like at the, like the, this is like all the crazy electricity sounds that I'm bad at recreating happened.
No,
and I could
good.
See it. It was nuts. But it was like as I hit send and I was like,
Renee and
you're
I
the
both.
Most powerful witch.
Yes, obviously. Renee and I have both had our future selves come fuck with us. And that reminds me, one night I was playing a really bad video game on the computer. I was like 18. And my future me started talking to me. It was dead silent. I had the computer muted because I didn't want to.
Wait, what does that mean?
What is that heartbeat?
Wait, what is that? That
your future, wait, future that? Everyone...
That was weird.
What?
That's her. It's my that? Future still fucking with us.
That was really that? Weird.
What just happened?
That was a heartbeat. Was a heartbeat.
I didn't hear anything.
We all just heard a heartbeat.
Oh, she doesn't have headphones.
I feel
whoa,
good about it.
Weird. I don't know what
just happened.
Like, it was like a little, it sounded like a little like galloping, like a little.
Ooh, spooky.
That was so
I mean, literally,
weird.
We don't.
You guys tell us what the hell just happened.
I had a really good feeling about it.
Whoa.
I've never heard that on this. Yeah, that was
crazy.
When Ryan.
I hope it picks up on the, I hope people can hear it.
I think it will.
When Ryan and I interviewed Jessica Lignato, we had to cut this, but I want to play it someday. There's like a demon breathing while she's talking into the mic. And I think she just hadn't cut a cord with someone she read, but Ryan and I could hear it. We cut it out of the podcast. We don't want to freak people out, but I want to, you guys are having her on soon.
Yeah.
She was like, do you hear that? What the hell is that? And we were like, we'll cut it, but we couldn't hear it until later. We played it back and we were like, oh, that's a demon. Holy shit.
It was wild.
Well, she'll really be here in person soon. So
she's going to be in person.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lucky. We had to do it remotely. What was I saying this? Oh, my future self though came and she had a message from the future and I just started screaming and I wouldn't let her talk because I didn't want to hear it. Because sometimes you don't want to like help yourself, I guess. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I think that's very, I feel like I'm always trying to, you know, say things to myself that I'm like, nope, let's just put it over here.
It was definitely just like that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, and I knew it was me. You've seen yourself though, right? You've straight up seen yourself.
I gave myself a night terror.
Ooh, what happened?
Renee like fucks with herself.
Oh yeah,
don't we all?
So this was when I was a heroin addict.
I love it when her stories open with that.
So I
never gets old.
We're just gonna skip past that. No, I was sleeping, and you know, like when you're a heroin addict, you don't remember your dreams that often.
We know, we've all been there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You don't remember your day. You don't know what anything is.
Yeah.
But so I was sleeping, and I like, you know, I don't know if any of you have experienced a night terror, but it's like that paralysis, sleep paralysis, when like something bad happens in a dream and you wake up and you're like, and like you can't move and you can't scream, but you're horrified, you're terrified.
Yes, a million times.
I haven't had like that twice. Exact situation, but I definitely have.
Okay,
nightmares.
So, in this sleep paralysis, I don't remember the context of the dream outside of this, but this woman grabbed me by the leg and said, "You can be beautiful forever, but you have to come with me," and started pulling. Whoa. And like, I, like, it was like the tug that made me wake up, but then I couldn't move.
Whoa.
And it was like, I cleaned up my act, and it was like 2 years later, and, you know, I wasn't taking care of myself. My looks had gone downhill, and I had, this was when I had repaired it, and I was like back to being a super fine lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
And still there.
I was getting ready to go out, and I looked in the mirror, and I had just finished putting on lipstick, and I was like, holy shit, this is who attacked me.
Whoa.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
It was pretty
holy shit
crazy. But whoa. So now whenever in that moment I said, yeah, go scare the shit out of her. And like, so every once right. in a while, like, I'll send myself to that moment, and I'll be like, yeah, fucking, she needs a wake up call.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Whoa.
That's wow. I really have goosebumps
from
that.
It wasn't like get off heroin. It was like get hot.
Yeah.
That, you know what motivates your younger self?
Absolutely.
That is
obviously not a significantly older version of yourself. Just like a little bit older version.
But when I was having the dream, I didn't recognize myself. Like, right, I was so right. far removed. And mm-hmm. then I was like, oh, but yeah, no, that's true. Like, getting hot is a better motivation. Yeah. Because like, quitting heroin alone is just like, you're going to get sick as shit.
Yeah.
And I love that. There needs to be a hot light at the end of the yeah. tunnel.
And I've known a lot of psychics.
Hot light at the end of the tunnel.
We all want to walk towards our hot light.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of psychics and a lot of witches. And Renee is always the most powerful one. Oh, and wow. And I've always felt this way about her. And then very early into our friendship, she was like, oh, yeah, I just decided to stop doing heroin one day, which doesn't happen to
anyone.
No.
She was like, yeah, I was sick. And I was like, you just decided. She's like, I was sick. And I was but yeah, like, yeah, my body processed it and it sucked, but you did it.
Yeah, I didn't go to rehab. I didn't go to NA. I just was like, this is done.
But she also, well, her empath story was that your husband.
My husband and I, before I quit, we were together. And the catalyst to me quitting was that like he had moved out, like he had left. And it was just time to stop. And that was sort of our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we broke up. He moved away. And then like I cleaned up right away. It was like I never even craved it. I don't crave it now. Like mm-hmm. addicts are always like, oh, it's hard for me every day. And I'm like, not for me. Never been hard for me. It just wow. stopped. And so I'm like, oh, I was absorbing someone else's addiction mm-hmm. yeah. because wow. he still struggles.
I see.
Wow. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, because I learned what an empath was right after that. And I just mm-hmm. kind of was like, oh, you just didn't know anything about shielding and you were just absorbing. Especially if you were in love with someone who has unhealthy habits. It's really, really dangerous for empaths to get in that
it
situation.
Is. Wow, people yeah. don't realize, and so many people are empaths. And so many, I always said.
Don't you think everyone's an empath, though?
No, not at all. Narcissists definitely aren't.
Yeah.
And narcissists will prey on empaths.
That's like that's kind of the relationship that yeah, we teach each other
prefer.
Lessons.
I actually had a client today who's popping into my head. Somebody you guys actually know. But I was messaging her and I was like, are you okay? Because she popped up 2 times for me. And she's in a really dark, horrible place. And I keep telling mm-hmm. her, cut cords with the fucking narcissist who yeah. is yeah. wrecking you. She doesn't even know where he is. She hasn't seen him forever. And I'm like, you can't keep the cord. You got to cut the cord. I tell people this all the time when they're like trying to heal, trying to get over an ex. If you look at their stuff, mm-hmm. if you mess mm-hmm. with them,
if
you know,
ask a psychic about them.
Yep. You keep mm-hmm. reattaching. And every time it's
God.
Harder to cut.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But especially like. Being in a relationship as an empath, it's why you have got to choose healthy partnerships because we take on all their stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we end up eating it for them where they don't even have to deal with it because an empath is carrying the load.
Totally.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm sure a lot of people are relating to that. I'm thinking about my second husband, honestly.
I'm excited for all the new listeners we're going to get on this episode.
Right?
Oh man,
so fun.
Let's play a little game.
Yeah.
A couple minutes,
some questions.
Yeah, it's there's no right or wrong answer. It's called who, what, where, when, why.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, why.
Okay, number one, who is your favorite witch?
Oh wow, Renee.
That's
totally honest. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I love you. I would murder with my bare hands for you. But also, you're super powerful and I respect that.
I respect and love you too.
But you don't have to save me back. But it would be great if you did.
Oh, no, yeah.
true.
It's you. Yeah. It's you, Angela. And then also my friend Alexis. But also
I'm totally fine with that.
But me first, right?
I was going to say I'm my favorite witch.
No.
I like that.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
One of my things that I tell myself with witchcraft that I don't necessarily like believe is true, but I just like try to say as a principle, I'm the only witch because then no one else's shit can fuck with me and no one else can make spells. Like if I just say to myself, like, I'm the only real witch, even though I believe that there are other witches.
I love that.
It's just sort of like a protection method where it's like, I'm the only one.
Do you guys think
no
Lizzo
one can mess
that?
With
I feel
my
like Lizzo's
power.
Doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. I could see it.
I like that.
But you're my favorite witch, Angela.
Thanks. I believe you totally too.
We're setting you guys sweet. Up for that. That was a that was to cast a
they're yeah, poking holes in our friendship. They're trying to poke holes in our friendship.
Lady to lady, dividing women.
That's us. Yeah, that's our whole goal. Yeah.
Do you guys have favorite witches?
Oh.
I don't really no.
Follow the witch. Gossip.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Probably Angela.
Thanks, Brandy. Yay. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like I don't know. So many women I know have like that quality, but I don't know if they, you know,
practice.
Mm-hmm. Babs, it's okay. Yeah. You can say me too. Tess, I obviously did. Me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I didn't know that you consider yourself a witch until now. See, that's what I mean.
Because a lot of us were in the cauldron. What is the other in the coffin?
In the broom closet.
In the broom closet. I love that one. I mean, I always was a witch, but I guess because I've never been, and Renee and I always say this about each other, like, I'm drawn to her darkness. She's drawn to my light because I am for sure more like pastels and fun and I did dress for Renee tonight though, by the way. But
yeah, you guys match
leopard print.
We didn't mean to.
I was wearing leopard print leggings today.
Damn it, Tess.
We're all in it together.
See,
this is feminism.
It's
right
okay
here,
you can
guys.
Come back on after.
I'm bleeding, so I feel like that's
I'm bleeding too.
Yay. I was going to say, let's talk about how you can use that for magic.
Yes! Oh, my God. You guys, I have so many jars of my blood buried all over Echo Park. Do I feel...
Echo Park?
Yep. Do I feel super lives, right? safe?
Yeah. I've got to be honest, Angela. I feel like there's a lot of, like, fluids.
It's a lot. Well, they also all have a little bit of my pee in them as well. But and my business card, because I want people to know whose blood that is when they dig it up in 100 years. I'm totally fucking serious.
They also have, like basic stuff, like shards of glass,
basic
coffin
stuff.
Nails.
Wait, are you keeping everything?
It's true. I get it.
Am I yes, I keep a tiny jar. I also have learned, okay, so I have like a lot of voices that talk to me, and Renee knows what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
And Brady does too. She hears about it all the time. I text Brady like the best, weirdest shit that
our text chain is truly insane.
Yeah. So good. Brady and I are soulmates for anybody who doesn't know already, but Renee and I are too. But Brandy is my grounder in this lifetime. Brandy grounds me in this life. So so I have to send her the craziest shit to pull me back to earth. But I bleed into a cup and I put it in a tiny jar that I keep by the toilet for 5 days. And I recently learned I'm not supposed to let any men in my apartment while I menstruate. Because I'm when you're menstruating, you are your most powerful, and that's when you manifest. That's when you should be doing like all your manifestation work.
Oh, really?
Yep. You're super powerful. I will when I have like a good partner who I'm in love with. Yes, he gets to get in on that. He doesn't have to leave for 5 days.
Yeah. Or when you're ovulating is a very powerful time too. Though.
I do too. For me,
because it's your prime to create, your prime to manifest.
I was on the pill for so long, but I think I have something to show for it when I have like a jar of blood, and I just buy the little jars from Target.
You know? Like when little I ovulate, jars from Target.
When I ovulate, I'm like, great, I have to clean these underwear extra hard. You know, like great, there's egg white.
I want to see that Target commercial. That's what the red dots
oh,
for.
My God.
Yeah, but I just get the little one, so I'm not burying like a giant jar all over Echo Park, but.
A reasonably sized.
I still have Brandy's shovel. I'm using Brandy's shovel.
Yeah, she is.
You know what I want people to take away? Women to take away. Anybody mm-hmm. who feels like I have stuff I want to bury and feel stronger about. I have like a whole perimeter. And when I step outside the perimeter, like if I park outside my perimeter, as soon as I step outside of my jars, I'm like, ooh, too vulnerable. I got to put a jar over here.
So you have sort of like almost like one of those electric fences.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
your period blood.
Yes, and piss, and business card, and coffin nails, and shards of broken glass.
This is my favorite.
That's for sure. But yeah.
It's a really good
not even just like, it has a, like you guys, a business card.
It has an artist's rendering of me on the business card.
Holy shit,
fucking amazing.
Wait, so what is this doing? It's protecting you, or are you casting a spell when you do
both. So, do you want to explain this? I feel like I'm talking a lot about my blood and piss.
I mean, I'm going to explain why Angela bleeds and pisses everywhere.
Yeah. No pressure.
I mean, there's definitely an aspect that you can look at this where if we even just look at like nature, how like dogs piss to mark their territory, or like, you know, wolves. Like if you see that scene with Dances with Wolves when he like pisses around his tent so that the wolves will come smell it and leave.
I forgot about that.
Of like that concept of like keeping out danger and keeping it like it's just like, you know, like an energetic like don't come in here.
Yeah.
Does it work though in the jar? Because you can't really smell or like.
So the jar is like an actual kind of like little spell that you do.
Yeah, and it depends on your intention as well, because you can use your blood to like draw a sigil, or you know, like dress a candle, and that's just sort
feed
of like
it to a man, and he'll be insatiable for you.
That's yeah.
I've never done that on purpose.
the views of our guests do not actually have anything to do with Lady to Lady. I just want to put a disclaimer here. We're not saying that you should feed your period blood to a man unknowingly.
You're crossing a line if you do something manipulative without someone being into it.
Without their consent. Consensual magic.
Right.
Didn't we say somebody, I can't remember. There was an old reference to like sneaking a hair into a guy's food for some reason, a long time ago.
Oh, cat hair.
That's what it was.
Because then they won't be allergic to cats.
There's a cat. Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Are you the one who told us about
it? No, but Brandy told me somebody said this, like a guest or somebody a long time ago.
Yeah,
told me this.
I mean, we were just fucking around, but that was like our suggestion.
I think about it all the time because let me tell you, what's the deal? Yeah. Do they come allergic to cats, or why are all the boys allergic to cats?
Because they're not as strong.
Oh, they just make it up so that they don't have to have cats. That's what it is.
Ew. I do think a lot of people do that.
I've allergic to cats, and I fostered so many.
You just build out taller.
I'm a success story.
You get unallergic to it. Yep. It's like cocaine.
It's just like cocaine.
Wait, what?
Wait, Tess, is this a new development?
No. I'm still allergic to cocaine.
You're better off.
I know, but I wish I could do it like once a year.
I just did cocaine for New Year's, and it is so overrated. I was like, why didn't I just drink a Red Bull? If I wanted to feel this way, I did it.
Might as well.
It was just there. I didn't get it. I don't obtain drugs.
That's
I just find them.
Exactly.
Like a skull.
Yes, like a skull.
Yeah, cocaine is your Margaret.
Rich people's not using it.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was New Year's Eve, and I was like, oh, cocaine, that's so 80s. It's fun to be retro.
It's also usually in a dank closet. So.
It's your crystal skull.
It is. Aw, I need my crystal skull. But not when I snort.
Yeah. It's different. Time.
Yeah, if anybody feels unsafe in their home, I would totally recommend planting witch jars around. You can even put it in a potted plant.
You can also, there's like some like hoodoo traditions where you like, you wake up, you don't talk to anyone.
I liked the finger with that.
Yeah. You don't talk to anyone. You like maintain silence, and then you wash your front porch with like piss. Uh-huh. You piss in front of your door, and then you wash.
There's still pee involved, right?
I honestly am like, I'm gonna be honest. Blown away by the amount of pee involved. Witchcraft is basically just like creative ways to urinate.
Yes,
Brady
came
serious?
Over the other night after I just washed my floor with my own piss.
What? Oh yeah, no, a floor wash.
I stepped outside and she's like, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh."
I was only peeing a little bit.
You dilute it.
Yes. Yeah, I put a tiny bit of piss in with the pine oil, and what else was I washing with?
I don't know, bro. I wasn't there. Does your house smell like pee?
No,
you throw in essential oils. You just get some rainwater that you collected,
and it's all about intent. It's all about intent. Like if you're peeing on stuff and you're like, "Now you're mine. Now I'm safe."
Oh, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
If you write if you write someone's name on a piece of paper and then you piss on it, it's like I dominate you.
Oh,
that sounds handy, actually.
I had to use that in high school.
I'm gonna.
You would have gotten busted
right
in the ladies' room, like skipping the assembly.
For just some people I didn't like, that would have been nice.
The president of the drama club.
So this is basically the Calvin decal.
Yeah, Calvin's a witch. That's what we're learning.
Yeah, Calvin's just pissing on his floor to fucking guard himself.
He's setting intention every time. Every car that Calvin pees on.
But you had essential oil, so you can't smell it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus,
yeah,
your urine is sterile. Like, it's not like this is like crazy.
I don't use like the first piss of the day that's super yellow and stinky.
Oh. But I think now that's, I'm like maybe it's supposed to be like the most potent. But it you're is. Not like it's what I've read. It's like you're not supposed to talk to anyone.
Wow. Oh. I talked to Brandy a bunch that day before I peed. So, yeah. Oh, well, I guess I got to do it when I get home. Gotta lock that down.
For those that don't know, Angela and I have known each other since I was 21.
Yeah.
I think. She wrote this movie that I was was a production assistant out of college, but then turned out to basically produce the entire thing. And Angela was a screenwriter for it.
We met when MySpace was how you stayed friends with people.
Brandy
and I were MySpace friends.
You were my top eight.
That's how we know it's an old friendship at this point.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And then she would come visit me in New York. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. And then I would visit LA.
Yeah, exactly.
And the rest is history.
And there are stars all over the country. We'll be right back. We're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Renee and Angela.
Hello, hello. You guys, of course, please, we want to hear your lady problems. If you have something that's bothering you at work, with somebody you're fucking, something you need to quit, somewhere you want to go, hit us up, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
We are going to, if you're a patron, we're going to have a full episode with these lovely ladies soon where we're going to get some readings from them. Mm-hmm. So we just thought for everyone, it'd be interesting to kind of talk to you guys about stuff that applies to everyone. What's going on like a big level in the world right now?
Yeah, let's get ahead of some problems.
Okay. Well, since I can just talk about 2020 and then you can say your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just started a new year. We all know that. And if we're going to look at sort of forecasting something based off of numerology, which is, it's very similar to tarot. It's basically the idea that like each number has a thing that it means. So, with 2020, usually in numerology, the number goes like up to 9 or there's some other variation. So 2020 is a very like special number because you don't count any zeros, which makes it a 22. Mm-hmm. So that makes the year about like being a master builder. And so basically with energy that we've got going on in 2020, it's about creating your stability, about like making financial decisions for yourself, about, you know, a little bit of planning your life. It's not necessarily like I'm going to make these big, crazy, insane moves. It's like it's playing things really smart and using a lot of practicality. But it's not just like, okay, I'm building my own future. It's like, how do I help other people in their lives and how do we build together? And like, how do I find people with similar interests that can sort of like help expand upon my dream? So it's very much that like taking it to a place of stability, but also like being generous and helping other people create theirs.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Solidarity, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it makes sense too. I mean, you know, we're in the entertainment industry, but it's like at this point being in it this long, I'm no longer like, and this is my year. I think I used to think that when New Year's would come, and I don't anymore because I just know how long everything takes and how it is about building a foundation and a community. And it's not just like, I'm going to get my one thing and then that's it. It's just
Because a year is actually a very short amount of
time. It is.
Yes.
And
it really is.
We're all like, you know, I'm feeling such a weird time fuck right now. Like of like this panic of like time's going fast but slow but not, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like it's almost like you need to breathe and be like, oh, it actually takes like several years to do anything significant. And I think it's sort of harmful for us to look at a year as a really meaningful unit because it's only 12 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to put the pressure on too with like New Year's Day, I made a list and I was like, squats, one chapter a day, whether you read it or write it, and something else I didn't do yet. I can't
That's
remember what it is
list.
Now. Yeah.
That is
and
nice.
I did the squats. Haven't done the chapter. It's like, what, January 2nd? But it's a good list. It's three things I have to do every day. What is the third? Who knows? Can't remember.
Squat chapter plan.
Yeah, but yeah, I was squatting, and I was like, this is great. And I feel like if I just do one of those things every day, I'm going to feel really good about
it. I like a potpourri of resolutions. You can do one of
Same,
several.
That's a very
totally
good idea.
I
agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And obviously the key is, not being hard on yourself because we're
human. Yeah, I think patience is a big theme with building, you know, that I'm glad that you brought up just because it's people, we're not wired within society to be patient. We have so much instant gratification happening right now that like allowing the seed to grow is really difficult for a lot of people. So, I mean, trying to bear in mind that like the quickness of the internet and the quickness of social media and technology is not necessarily equate to like personal growth or career growth or, you know, actually creating something.
I
mean, I feel like too, it's funny that we're talking to you guys because I actually was just working on a story where I talked to a bunch of psychic people about their predictions for the year. I feel like something that really needs to happen too is like we're still in a period where people need to become more in touch, I think, with like their connectivity to other people.
Oh my God, this is my message.
Like we have to get off of like it's like action. Like everyone has something that they actually can do. And we're expending so much energy thinking about stuff. And I think a lot of frustration comes from that because it's like, oh, this sucks and this sucks and this sucks. And then like none of it's getting like executed.
This is the biggest collective message I was getting all year is about women in general and how we can no longer reduce each other to looks or gender or the dumb things that, you know, we were pitted against each other for eternity. And now we have to like Island of Wonder Woman up. I don't know what that place is called. What is it called? Isn't it a real Greek thing?
The horse place.
We all have to be crazy badass bitches who have each other's backs and will fight physically, will fight challenges. We are strong. We don't anymore come apart and say she stole him from me or the dumb stuff that isn't real anyway. But that's a big one, and that is part of the challenge, I think, too, like with the whole election and state of politics and everything, which already started panning out for me. I realized Brandy knows I manifested land. Like I own land in Eagle Rock, which I was obsessed with buying. And one day I met a DJ. I'd been in LA. I'd been back in LA. I'd been back, it all starts there. I'd been back in LA for like less than a month. And I met this DJ from Portland. And I had renovated a trailer. I was living out of it. And she's like, I just bought an Airstream. We should buy this land in Eagle Rock and live on it in our trailers, which is totally illegal. LA will not let you do that. We didn't know. And I go and I look at the link. First, I take Brandy to a place where we almost got murdered. I thought that was the land.
Oh, yeah. We went to the wrong place first. And it was next to a house that had trash bags and all the windows. I was like, your neighbor's going to be weird. Then she was like, texting me later. She's like, oh, that wasn't the place.
We were like there for an hour.
Trespassing a weird person's property.
He had like a weird mannequin that he obviously was beating the shit out of outside at others. He was probably watching us the whole time deciding how he would eat us.
Really terrifying.
Yeah, then we went to the right land. But I ended up buying this land only because it was the day Brett Kavanaugh was being signed in. And I called the realtor, this older woman, and she was livid, and she was saying to me, just write an email and I'll forward it. It's probate, so you need all the money up front, blah, blah. What was crazy is I had just gotten an advance on a ghostwriting project I was doing. I'm also a ghostwriter and a psychic. Lots of ghosts. I had the money, which was unbelievable that the timing would work out. And she's like, just send the email with your offer and I'll forward it to them. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And the land had been listed for 45 days, which I also thought was strange because it was so inexpensive. And Eagle Rock is like prime real estate right now. So she starts ranting about Kavanaugh being signed in. And she's like, women have to stick together. We have to vote in women. We have to be active. We can't shit on each other more. And it was all a message that has been like repeating itself over and over this year for me. And she and I ranted for 45 minutes. And at the end, she goes, I feel like I found a friend in you. So I'm going to tell you the truth about this land. And I'm like, it's fake. This isn't a real deal. And she goes, I don't make any money off this. It all goes to Juilliard because the guy died and is leaving it to Juilliard and pissing off his whole family. All of his stuff was doing that. She goes, so I don't make any money. I have no interest in selling it. I just keep telling people, write the email to the lawyers. And that won't actually get you the land. She goes, but you, I will sell you the land. So she'd been getting calls all day, every day about this land. It was just like waiting for her contract to expire because Brett Kavanaugh was signed in and a woman had the right response to it. I got land in Eagle Rock. Yeah. And that I was it took me a while to realize, oh, this whole Trump presidency, it is our time to serve each other and band together and say not OK. And how do we help each other?
Yeah,
absolutely.
The other message I got is about Disney World. And
this one has been coming through a lot, too. People aren't supposed to keep going. Not Disney World in particular, but this is the biggest one that comes through. Don't keep visiting the safe place. Like, you have all this money and it's expensive to go on vacation. The world will end. And you only get so many lifetimes. It's really hard to get back in. You got to fight to get in a body.
don't keep going to a safe place. Even though Disney World is fun, it doesn't change that much. Go to Costa Rica, go to Mexico, go to safe places. Don't like get crazy and go like try to, you know, give Christianity to a cannibal in a jungle where you don't belong.
Like
you
that
know?
Happened not that yes. long ago.
Yeah, don't yeah, do yeah. what
yeah. Even
idiot.
His dad was like, yeah, my son was crazy.
That's Darwinism. Like, that yeah. is straight up Darwinism.
Absolutely.
This guy tried to... Take a boat to like a really, really remote tribe
off of Thailand that like
it's
the
illegal
government,
to go on.
It's like yeah. illegal to go there because they're supposed to be preserved.
They just will eat
completely
you.
Untouched by society.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah.
And they shot him with arrows.
I didn't
right?
know they were cannibals. I didn't know about that.
And even the guy knew.
Yeah.
Like, were they cannibals? Maybe I'm being.
I don't.
No,
think
they might
know.
Not be cannibals.
They were. I hope they were.
I didn't. Hear
well, I know he said if you're gonna murder someone, at least eat them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Use all the parts.
Yeah. You don't do meat either.
No. So to me, honestly, I respect hunting. More than buying a burger at
meat?
Ralph's.
Oh, right. too.
Yeah,
me
honestly, too. There's most like people I know that eat meat stuff. Wouldn't actually do that. And I'm like, if you feel that connection with the process of killing that animal.
See, that's empath too. Yeah. Empaths cannot eat meat. I can't. Yeah. No. I can't. I wish.
It's so funny because people are like, don't you miss it? I'm like, no, if you thought of it the way I would, like, you would never.
It's like, don't you miss that time you ate garbage?
It looks like I'll cry trying to choke it down. Uh-huh. It's like when people bring a dead pig into my kitchen, I'm like, not trying to be high maintenance, but I'm like, that just really hurts my heart to have that in my house. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be like... high maintenance. It's just like I really like.
No,
I,
that's not being high maintenance. Mm-hmm. That's like you sticking to. You
they
know,
don't want a dead corpse in their house. You know, they don't want like a human in their house. Yeah, pigs are.
You can
like
borrow
dogs.
Margaret next time someone does it. Just return the favor with a human skull.
Be like, it's my cultural belief that this skull travels with me to meet your homes.
Let's put some dip in her head.
Oh my God. She'd be okay with it, I think.
No, she's not into that. Sorry, I didn't mean. I was just. It's a joke. Margaret's gonna visit you in your dreams tonight.
Don't worry.
I've been having whack dreams. I need like dream break.
I was told I astral project too much recently.
I'll have her bring you a nice dream, but at the end she's gonna be like, and don't fucking try to use my
Renee's sticking up both middle fingers as she gets that message.
Which is fun because she's just a skull, so she doesn't have that.
There'll be an effort. It's the dream world, you know. She can astral project herself some arms.
Some little Absolutely. Nice metal fingers. Yeah. Margaret. She's taught us so much.
Oh, Margaret.
I would love it if you had a dream about a floating skull, though.
Yes.
God, you guys are pretty... Okay.
We're going to find out.
This was also part of my journey recently, part of my psychic awakening and everything. I'm not afraid of anything anymore. This is not a brag. This is like a... It almost feels like I'm on a spectrum now that I didn't know could exist. Mm-hmm. Where if I feel something, I'm like, is that fear? And then I'm like, no. And I'm almost disappointed. I went to Halloween Horror Nights. No, all the scary, nothing scares me anymore.
Done skydiving?
No. Ooh. And you know what? One of my ancestors. I just had a conversation with Uncle Denny, who died a long time ago, last night, because he wants me to jump out of a plane.
I will go with you.
He wants me to buy a motorcycle so badly.
Oh my God, that's what I'm doing.
I know. I thought about you. I almost texted you. I was like, I entertained it for a moment and I pictured it and I felt all my other guides be like, no. And I was like, fucking Uncle Denny, you don't know what's best for me. You want a motorcycle because you had a motorcycle. Hey, Dad, don't push your stuff on me. You know, go get your own body and come back and get a motorcycle.
Okay. Your uncle is a ghost. Yeah. This was like, is this a real uncle?
No, oh, he's a ghost uncle.
Real to the ether.
Yeah.
He's not the best ancestor. He's very racist. Sometimes I think about swapping him out.
You have to be really get racist out, to take that into death.
Thank you. Wow. I hope he's listening.
You can swap them?
Yeah, you can swap them out with healthier ones. Or you can, sometimes your spirit guides can be swapped out too. Or they'll just do it on their own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a child right now.
You don't
now.
Get the same ones your whole time?
No.
They're fluid.
Yeah.
Really?
I have one that's my mom's who's pretty famous, but I'm not going to name drop. But he comes to me a lot and he's so great. And that's been a really good time too. Like for my writing process and everything, mm-hmm. he's been really good.
Is it ever people who are alive? It's always people who are past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have mentors and teachers and stuff. So with spirit guides, a lot of the times it can be like someone that you had a past life relationship with. And it's sort of like you guys live this life together and then you both end up on the other side. And when you're writing out your contracts, it's like, okay, I'm going to stay up here and I'm going to help you. Mm-hmm. And then you go down and take care of stuff. Or it can be ancestry, but it may also just be like someone up there who needs a job to do.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, angels.
He's
or anything
very
like
attached
that.
To my mom because she was his brother, and I was just the sister. I wasn't a big a deal, but yeah, it's interesting because I can feel he's so far from coming back. Like, I don't know if he ever wants to come back to the world.
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I kind of would prefer him to stay on the other side and help us. Especially because he's got connections. They're all dead.
It's so funny to think about that. Like, he did a lot of networking. Yeah. And it came through with him to the afterlife.
Yeah.
Some fucking ghost VIP lounges.
Yes. Oh, I wish. That would be fun.
I get if you want that to be what your afterlife is, I think it will be what your afterlife is.
Yeah. I'm never on the bench very long. I come in very quickly after each lifetime. So I'm a bit of an overachiever. I also have such a sense of urgency that the world is going to end, which I thought it was going to recently. And then that was more of the collective message is like, we have all these indigo children coming in right now. I was kind of like, don't breed so much human race, but all the people I know having babies are bringing in indigos who are going to heal the planet, which is cool.
I also think that California is calling to a lot of good people right now, the way Florida calls to bad people, OJ. Because I have a theory
California always called to good people, though?
No, not always. But right now, I think there's like a little beacon. I feel like California is going to be in the clear for a big part of something.
This is the
maybe not. This is the conspiracy theorist in me is coming out, where I'm like, it's a seed by the extreme Republicans, and as soon as
all in one place,
and then it's gonna fall into the ocean.
No, but
they're trying to rise the sea levels as they push. Yeah. I'm like, Jim,
who's the crazy guy with the radio show?
Oh, Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. Right? I almost said Jim Jones, and I was like, they're basically interchangeable.
Jim Jones is pretty.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm
turning the frogs gay.
What? Such an insane.
He said that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, like, Alex Jones says that they were turning the frogs gay?
Like, the water was turning frogs gay.
Yeah, that's one of his conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and then he sells you vitamins.
I know, what's the problem?
Aren't frogs
all a little gay?
He really stretches it out.
And they're like, yes!
Yeah.
Look at these legs, girl, yes.
I mean, have we seen WB?
Yeah. Oh, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
He makes it really
insane.
That frog
sucks a lot of dicks.
He made it so insane that he was like, I don't have a problem with gay frogs. I have a problem with the water turning the frogs gay.
Oh, my God.
It's classic Alex Jones.
That actually sounds like one of his more moderate.
Point me towards this gay water. I am done with men. Sign me up. I don't care if frogs are peeing in it. I will drink this water.
Well, we know that. We could have guessed that.
Well, if you want to find out where the gay water is, you guys can go listen to their podcast, Two Side Chicks.
2020 goals.
Where can everybody find you guys online?
Oh, I'm Lovalable on Instagram. It's my full last name with ABL. Renee does the spelling for us, so I'm not going to try.
It'll be in the show notes.
You'll see it. And I'm Angela Lovell on Twitter, which I need to get better at using. God, I'm really apologizing a lot. AngelaLovell.com. But also, we are, you want to spell it?
At Two Side Chicks, TWOPSYCHICKS.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
I'm at Rainbow Glitter Star. That's Instagram. And then I also have a website, rainbowglitterstar.com, and I sell spell kits and I have crystal kits.
Ethically sourced
everything. I hand pour my candles. I cleanse everything. I bless it. I like invoke the moon and the sun and whatever it is that I'm doing. Like, I got real crazy making it.
Yeah.
So if you want some real witchy stuff, please support my business.
Please. Also, if you are getting crystals, make sure they are ethically sourced. You don't want to be on the wrong side. You're buying them for energy, so don't get ones where families are having minds collapse on them and they have to leave their dead in the hole.
Just think about it.
Really great to
know. How do you know that your crystals were ethically sourced?
It's just starting to get hot. You can reach out to people like Renee. All of Renee's are.
So in terms of mine, I go to gem fairs and I go to gem shows, and like, Quartzite is really well known for, you know, a couple months out of a year, all these dealers come. And so when I buy my crystals, I do ask and I get information. I don't go to the mines myself, but I am, you know, I'm having that sort of buyer, you know, seller relationship with people. And if someone seems weird to me, I don't go through them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is how I
probably able to tell quickly the way someone answers.
And then it's like, you know, with certain with certain gems like Herkimer diamonds, those are pretty safe because they're only mined in Herkimer, New York.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like upstate.
Yeah, Herkimer diamonds are amazing.
They're my favorite.
That's
and my they're
new
in my crystal kits. So
that's my new pet name for Renee. She's my little Herkimer diamond.
I like it.
She always amplifies me. And that's what Herkimer diamonds do.
It's true. It's an amplifier of your energy, and it will amplify the energy of any other crystal that it's paired with.
Yeah.
Oh, I want one.
You can get one in my crystal kit, girl.
Oh, shit.
And I keep everything. I keep the cost down, too, because I don't like it when people I don't like it when people use spirituality as an excuse to gouge other people.
Yeah, I'll also say, Renee gave me her Herkimer diamond when we did Midsummer Scream. We were on a panel for Midsummer Scream. People got up and walked out because maybe I talked a lot about peeing and bleeding. I don't remember.
You are the Gallagher of witches, so.
That's so true. That is so true.
Somebody needs a poncho for your show.
I got to update my website after this. I walk in and I was like, damn, I forgot my Herkimer. And Renee reaches into her bra and goes, borrow mine. And I put hers in my bra. And I was on fire that day. So she's doing a good job.
It was too much energy for Angela.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it's Renee's fault. Sorry, dads with your daughters who didn't want to know
God,
that they bleed.
That was my partner's brother
and his daughter.
They walked out.
No, but they were there.
Did you see all the dads walking out with their daughters? I didn't know there were children in there. All right, in my defense.
She wasn't looking. She was just...
You guys, I was on the panel as the sex magic expert.
It's true. No,
well,
and The showrunner was like, I was like, can we get graphic? The people who create the whole thing. And he was like, yeah, dude. I was like, because I'm thinking sex magic, blood magic. He's like, just do it. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And it said it in the description too. So people who brought their kids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think sex magic is? Eating a pudding snack?
Yeah. Like, yeah. For some people.
It could be.
Let's not judge.
Yeah.
That's true. We won't.
If you guys want to hear our readings that we got from these two, go and you're not a Patreon member, go there right now to patreon.com/ladytolady to hear that and to hear what, 2020 entails for us.
Yes.
Individually.
Or reach out to us online because we do remote readings.
Yeah. If you want a reading, we do remote readings. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing tea leaves now. I'm super excited.
Yay.
Ooh. Yes.
All right, and we're going to head over to our top secret session this week, we got a real
doozy. We got some doozies, so see you over there. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Y'all.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.